Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've seen by the title of the theme for this Advent season is, and his name shall be called what? Tonight we kind of kick off that first name of Christ, the name I prefer to see him called as Wonderful. This text is usually used on Christmas Eve to prepare us for Christmas morning and the birth of Jesus. And so as we make our way to this Advent season, it is a good text for you and I to kind of preview as we make our way to Bethlehem, to the manger, and ultimately as we consider Christ coming back in all of his glory. But when I think of the word wonderful, I always think of that Christmas song that's often sung that says, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." If you track through the song, they tell you why it's wonderful. You know why it's so wonderful? Because there's much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Okay, I'll quit singing. But you see, Isaiah uses that word wonderful for Jesus to define him as the wonderful one who is born to you and to me. A Savior would come into the world in a manger in Bethlehem to be the Savior of the world. It's pretty wonderful, I would say indeed. In fact, Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful." Now, I know what you're thinking right now. Well, Pastor, you forgot the second part. He's Wonderful Counselor. Didn't you leave the counselor part out? And I say no. See, oftentimes we don't want to use the word wonderful as a noun because it's often used as an adjective. If I'm having a great day, I'll say I'm having a wonderful day. If I really like supper at night, I'll say, "Honey, that was a wonderful meal. And by the way, if I really like you, I'll say, you are a wonderful person." It works well, doesn't it? We don't like usually using adjectives to use them as a noun to describe something. And that's exactly what we're doing in the text today. But Isaiah is doing something quite different. Isaiah here is saying something very significant about giving this child born in Bethlehem the name Wonderful. Well, actually, with all of this name is, he is not just saying that Jesus Christ, this child, will do wonderful things. That's really not the point. And Isaiah is not just saying that this child will give wonderful counsel. He's not saying that either. He's saying that this child is given is wonderful. Because he is literally God himself. Now, if you read through Scripture, especially in the Old Testament, whenever something wonderful is going on, who's doing it? God is. Now, let me give you an example. God leading the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt. And he released them from Pharaoh's deadly grip of the taskmaster. And the first thing he does is he parts the Red Sea and they walk through on dry ground. And God destroys the Egyptians in the wake. It was wonderful. But God didn't stop there, for he led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God fed them with bread from heaven, wonderfully, and water from a rock, which is real wonderful considering they're in the middle of a wilderness. And so all this described as God's wonder being demonstrated before the Israelites. And so Isaiah, as he puts this particular name, the name Wonderful, on Jesus, it is significant. First of all, because it's the first name that Isaiah gives to the Christ. Because the reality is that we know in connection from the very start that God created the heavens and the earth. Wonderful. God rescued falling sinful human beings from slavery in Egypt. Also wonderful. He led them through the dry land. God spoke by the prophets of old, and ultimately God wonderfully led his people right into the promised land. It was literally amazing. But Isaiah is saying something more here. He's saying the one that is now born into our world, this tiny baby, this helpless baby, he is truly, truly wonderful. Now some may be scandalized by the truth that God would wrap himself in human flesh. Some would say, Pastor, it's beneath God. The God who created the heavens and the earth, by no means would he wrap himself in human flesh and be born of a virgin. Are you kidding me? And to be born into a stable and placed in a manger, God would never do that. Isn't that what makes it so wonderful? Think about it. God himself, wrapped in human flesh, came into our sin-filled world to save us. It is amazingly wonderful indeed. Here Luther writes these words, and bear with me as I read them. What is more wonderful than that God and man are one person? That there is one Son, both of God and Mary? Who will ever comprehend this mystery, even in eternity? That God is a man, that the creature and the creator, and the creator is the creature. The mystery is forever wonderful, even after this life. The very angels desire to look into it, and yet with all their gazing, they will never be finished. We are blessed in believing these incomprehensible things. But more blessed indeed shall be most blessed when we see them with our own eyes. When faith shall have been taken out of the way, when we shall see him as he is. Even Luther uses a lot of wonderfuls. It is truly wonderful that God would send forth his Son. It is amazingly wonderful. And for this reason, Jesus has a wonderful birth in Bethlehem. But it never stopped there. He had a wonderful death upon the cross of Calvary. I know that sounds strange, but then also he had a wonderful resurrection from the dead on the third day. And by doing these wonderful things to lead his people into a new exile, into a new promised land, he leads you and I right to the center of our baptismal font, where he kills our old enemy, the devil, in its wake. And after he leads us through the baptismal font into the wilderness, there he leads us by a pillar of fire. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you're a Hebrew, you understand the lamp is a fire. But then he feeds us with bread from heaven, the very flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. It is amazingly wonderful. And the people of Jesus, they saw Jesus doing these wonderful works as they heard, you heard the reading from God's word. And often seeing such wonderful things, they knew that Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah, just as Isaiah said he was. I guess tonight I just ask you, what's in a name? Who cares that Jesus' name is wonderful? We do, because it tells us everything we need to know about him. He is wonderful, and he loves us wonderfully. And you are forgiven. And dear friends, that is wonderful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.